undercover congressional investigators successfully smuggled into the United States enough radioactive material to make two dirty bombs, even after it set off alarms on radiation detectors installed at border checkpoints. Dirty bombs can force long-term evacuation by spreading low levels of radioactivity across an area after being detonated by a conventional explosive. In the test case, undercover investigators drove across the border at undisclosed locations from Canada and Mexico with a small amount of radioactive material, most likely cesium. They intentionally chose spots where radiation monitors had been installed. The alarms went off in both locations, and the drivers were pulled aside for questioning. The primary radiation monitors, which looked like a standard toll booth, cannot distinguish between naturally occurring radiation, sometimes found in ceramic tile and cat litter, and radioactivity in bomb-making substances. Yet when custom agents use handheld radiation devices, which are supposed to clear false alarms by isolating the specific types of radiation, the standard procedure is to walk along the exterior of the container rather than opening it. Used that way, the handheld devices can produce unreliable results. In both cases, the drivers showed the agents from the Customs and Border Protection Agency forged import licenses from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, based on an image of the real document they found on the internet. The investigation, part of a 3-year inquiry by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee into the nation's vulnerability to nuclear smuggling, found many other weaknesses in the radiation detection campaign. Nationally, at a cost so far of about $286 million, about 60% of all containerized commercial goods entering the United States by truck or ship, and 77% of all private cars, are now screened for radioactive material.